You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Bishop Lionel Gendron of Saint-Jean-Longueuil was elected president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops at the end of September. Bishop Gendron, who will serve a two-year term, has been vice president of the CCCB since 2015. He spoke to me about the main points discussed during the plenary during which he was elected and about his vision for the coming years.
There was not only discussions, we had a very special celebration which happened in the Basilica Cathedral of Ottawa. You know that we are living the 150th anniversary of the Confederation in Canada. So all the bishops, we gathered and we had a special consecration to the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this was a very moving experience, you know, all the bishops of Canada with many people around coming. We were hoping for more politicians, but there were just a few of them. But it was in a way to consecrate the whole country, well, the Catholic first, but also all the other people to the Blessed, so that we are going to do as the Virgin did to accomplish what was the will of God on earth, so that we do the same and we do accomplish the will of God on our country. Another thing which has been very important, Cardinal Marc Ouellette, who is the head of the Congregation of Bishops, came and spoke to us about Amoris Laetitia. So he had one open conference with all the journalists and so on the first day, and then one mainly on Chapter 8 with the bishops. And we had a very good sharing among us. And I would say Cardinal Ouellette is an excellent theologian. And he told us very clearly that, well, there is no problem theologically with Amoris Laetitia. And the Pope did not want, you know, to take one discipline and to go to another one. But what is new is the pastoral approach, and which is described in the Chapter 8, you know, well, accompany, and then discern, and then, well, integrate the frailties of the people. So the meeting has been very, very good. And we, as the Bishops of Canada, as the Pope Francis tells us often, you know, we need pastoral conversion. We agreed with that. And that also we need, let's say, institutional conversion. Well, we will have to adapt, you know, because, well, this new pastoral approach requires a lot of time and dedication to the people, to the persons, and so on. So we will have to, in our worries of doing, you know, well, to re-equilibrate, find a new balance, you know, to give the time, as pastors, the time we need. The other point is a question of, I would say, the First Nations. You know, there has been what we call the TRC, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and the commission is asking a few things from the different churches and the Catholic Church, and we began, you know, responding to what we were asked. But there was one thing, the visit of the Holy Father to Canada within a year, where he would apologize, you know, for what has been done in the residential schools. And, well, it was not easy because apologies in Canada, you know, you may be sued for this question. So we had discussions. But right now, I would say what we have lived, the Spirit is always working in the Church, and through the last year and with all the discussions we had, finally, well, there is a kind of new shift, a new vision. Instead of being there to respond to what the TRC, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, was asking us to do, and also instead of answering to the present government who is insisting on that point. Well, us, our ministry, our mission is not to answer TRC of the government, but to answer according to the gospel. What is the gospel and what is the spirit through the gospel and through also the sufferings of the First Nations in Canada? We are more aware of that suffering. So what do we have to do according to the gospel and according also to the ministry which is given to us as pastors of the Canadian Church? So I would say this would probably be the three main realities of that plenary.
Bishop Gendron, you speak about this Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Yes.
Forgive my ignorance. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission I'm familiar with is the one that took place in South Africa after the apartheid years.
Okay.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about this commission and why it was set up and what its aim is?
Well, I would say that in Canada, in the late 18-somethings, you know, 1890, well, the government at that time decided that the First Nations should become true Canadians. And in order to change their ways of living, their language and all that, the government, not the church, but the government decided, you know, that there would be residential schools where the children would be taken from the families and put in these schools where they were not allowed, you know, to speak their language. They had practically no relationship with their families and so on. And there was abuse as well, what we may call, you know, cultural abuses, and there were also physical abuses and also probably some sexual abuses in these schools. So, let's say 5 years ago, this commission has been installed, and they have gone through all Canada listening to people who were not necessarily in these schools, who had been not necessarily in these schools, but, this affected also the parents, the educators, and so on. So, we became aware that there had been lots of and deep sufferings. Oh, yes, I forgot to say that the government, taking that decision, asked the different churches, the United Church, the Anglican Church, and the Catholic Church, to open these schools. And so there were dioceses, and there were many religious communities who opened such schools. And for that reason, well, the commission, which went through the and listening to all these testimonies, well, as this different group to express apologies, well, not only financially, but also by words and so on. And for the Catholic Church, which was the church who had the largest number of these schools, well, they asked for the Pope to come, and this was 2 years ago, for the Pope to come within the year, and apologize, you know, for what has been done to the First Nations, the indigenous. So the church has already given a lot of money, and we have also expressed many times apologies, different communities, different dioceses, and so on, but with the consequences that we had to pay. Now, well, if the Pope would come and do that, so we needed time to ask, you know, for a law evaluation of the dangers. In some provinces, there would be no danger for the Pope to be sued, but in some of the provinces, yes, there would be this danger.
Can I ask you, has the Pope responded to your invitation?
Well, in fact, Pope Francis probably would be ready. The invitation is not from the bishops. The invitation is from the commission. So we expressed to Pope Francis the difficulty we were seeing And at that time, and he said, just keep on, doing what you are doing. And if at one point it's possible for me, well, I might.
Now, you were recently here in Rome for your ad limina visit, so I presume this was one of the topics of your conversation with him.
This has been a topic with Pope Francis, has been a topic also with Cardinal Parolin, with Bishop Gallagher, and also Bishop Bichu. And so, no, we are very open, to what we lived. And now, we will have to go and say, now our main point of view comes not from the requirements of the TRC, but the requirements of the gospel, which, according to me, usually it's the gospel is more radical than the laws and the governments and so on. So we just decided that last week, so we still have to go and organize a bit our thinking about that and see what we are going to do. It might be well possible, that we are going to invite Pope Francis. But I must say that one of the things he said at one point, this was not during the ad limina, usually we have what we call a presidential visitation to Rome. And Pope Francis at one point said, I've done that in Bolivia, and it was for all America. But this is one of the problems we have. Let's say a first nation in New Brunswick, if you do something in the West, it's not for them. So there is no unity among all the different nations. So this is also a challenge we meet, how can we get to something which would be an answer or a response to all the nations that they would accept. The chief who was of the First Nations maybe 7 years ago met with Pope Benedict, and Pope Benedict gave also at that time an apology. But many nations are saying, he gave that to the chief, but not to us. So we need one for us. So it's a bit complicated, but we do accept to face, to cope with these challenges.
A lot of us look to Canada as a model of justice and democracy and inclusion. So good luck.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure we are a model, but we are trying to do the best according to the gospel.
That was Bishop Lionel Gendron, president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops.